Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health, to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can help with any health issue you may have. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just business as usual for the human body. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart that we have up, or you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of your fatty vitamins, vitamins K, D, E, A. It's got the B complex. It's loaded with vitamin C, glucosamine, plant-derived minerals. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses. If you haven't tried this stuff out yet, give it a shot. You'll be glad you did. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com or by calling the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, welcome aboard once again to the Bright Side. We've been talking about vitamin K, the clotting vitamin, the coagulation vitamin, vitamin K for coagulation. Vitamin K is the coagulation vitamin, the clotting vitamin, but has a lot of other properties too. You know, vitamin K has been associated with, vitamin K deficiency has been associated with prostate cancer. Vitamin K is a powerful antioxidant. It's an energizing vitamin. And vitamin K, of course, has wonderful cardiovascular circulatory health benefits. Vitamin K is a sunlight vitamin, much like vitamin D. Plants use vitamin K to trap the energy of the sun as part of photosynthesis. That's why one of the most important sources of vitamin K is green leafy vegetables. This type of vitamin K is called vitamin K1. And although it has many similarities to vitamin K2, which is a much more powerful form of vitamin K, there's a lot of differences between K1 and K2. We'll be addressing these differences in the next few days as we clear up some of the confusion around this somewhat complicated and confusing and certainly misunderstood, probably the most misunderstood of all vitamins. Largely misunderstood because of all the different forms it can take. Vitamin K is really a family of vitamins. It's not really one vitamin, it's a family of vitamins. There's at least 7, maybe 8 different types of vitamin K. And while most people know that vitamin K clots the blood, what's not commonly understood is that vitamin K is an electricity vitamin. It's an electrical vitamin. For all the effects of vitamin K, and clotting effects and calcium effects and circulatory effects and antioxidant effects and anti-cancer effects, all of these have to do with vitamin K's ability to carry electrical energy around, to carry electrical energy into various chemical reactions and basically activate them. The fact that vitamin K kind of generically activates chemical reactions is what accounts for its various diverse functions and roles in the body. And vitamin K's ability to carry an electrical charge in a battery-like fashion is what makes it important for energizing cells. And this is something we've only really begun to realize over the last maybe 30 or 40 years. Vitamin K is the most recently discovered of vitamins. It was first isolated, as we were saying yesterday, in the 1940s, although we first started knowing about it, first started realizing it was something in foods that would clot the blood. Probably in the late 1920s, I think 1929 is when the substance was first known about, but it wasn't isolated, the structure wasn't found until the early 1940s. So it's kind of one of the recent vitamins, and really starting to understand more and more about it. We didn't really understand that it had a lot to do with energizing and with the bone health and with calcification and with circulatory health until the 1970s or so. Vitamin K is important for activating protein molecules. Many protein molecules are kept in an inactive state. Basically, they're sleeping until vitamin K comes around and switches them on. So the two main roles of vitamin K are to wake up proteins and then to carry around electricity. And everything else follows from these two main functions of vitamin K, this waking up protein function and then the ability that vitamin K has to carry electricity around. Vitamin K is an activator of proteins, and it is a battery. Those are the two main functions, and from these two main functions, all of the different roles that vitamin K plays in the body follow. Yesterday, we talked about the historic relationship between vitamin K and the drug warfarin and bleeding disease in livestock. I want to just say a few more things about blood clotting, and then we'll move on to some of vitamin K's other important roles, including strengthening the bone, anti-aging, nerve diseases. That's another very important role for vitamin K for Parkinson's disease and movement disorders, Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin K plays a role in for diabetes or for improving diabetic symptoms. And we'll be talking about all of these in the next few days. But I want to just finish up a couple of things about warfarin and bleeding and blood clotting and vitamin K. So yesterday we said warfarin, brand name Coumadin, was first approved as a rodenticide, that is to kill rats, blood thinning being a perfect way to kill things in the world of vegetation, as we said yesterday. Thinning the blood of predators who would eat the plants is a tried and true evolutionary strategy for keeping plants around. When cattle ate certain of these plants back in the 1920s, it's still today, but there was a big epidemic of this back in the 1920s. Some of them bled to death. This led to some unhappy farmers, as we were saying yesterday. A lot of money and research was spent on figuring out what was causing this so-called cattle bleeding disease. It was called sweet clover disease because the cattle were eating sweet clover. Long story short, this is how warfarin and vitamin K, warfarin's opposite, I guess you could say. Warfarin works by blocking vitamin K. Warfarin and vitamin K can be considered opposites. Anyway, this is where the whole thing was discovered. Problem was, warfarin did not come without baggage. It didn't come without problems. Turns out it's very difficult to control the dose of warfarin, and this is not a good thing when it comes to clotting because, as we said so many times in this program, clotting is super, super, super tightly controlled. It's very easy to overdose on a blood-thinning drug. Blood clotting and blood thinning are super tightly regulated. In fact, there's not one system in the body that's more tightly regulated than the blood clotting system. The way doctors measured the effectiveness of warfarin was by taking some of their blood and sticking some clotting chemical in it, and they would just see how long it took for the blood to clot in response to this clotting chemical. When a patient was on warfarin, what was supposed to happen, the blood would be less likely to clot. And by working the numbers and the statistics and the times that it took to clot in response to the addition of this clotting chemical, you could figure out how effective the drug warfarin was and how much less warfarin the patient needed to be on. The time it took to clot was called the prothrombin time. It was named after the chemical that was used to initiate the clot, prothrombin. But the problem is blood clotting changes all the time. Prothrombin and prothrombin times are difficult to assess. They are always changing. Blood clotting is a variable. There's a lot of factors that go into blood clotting. Every time you think a thought, you can affect how your blood clots. Every time you feel a feeling, you can affect how your blood clots. Foods that you eat affect blood clotting. You can't control all the variables, and that's why overdoses occur. But of course, blood clotting drugs bring in billions of dollars a year in revenue. Plavix alone is the number three best-selling drug behind Nexium and Lipitor. What is that saying about our culture? That the number three drug is a stress drug, an anti-stress drug, an anti-blood clotting drug. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. You can catch up on programs you missed. Of course, you can always review programs, or you can direct folks to brightsideben.com if you want to If you want to maybe perhaps sell them some longevity products, if you want them to hear the science behind longevity products, we use the Brightside program as a resource for you longevity folks out there. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products or you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can call the Brightside Bend phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can head over to brightsidebend.com and click on the Join the Team link and start yourself a longevity business for a one-time $10 fee. You can have all the tax benefits associated with owning your own business, get your products at the wholesale price, and make a little money selling longevity products as well. All right, so we're talking about blood thinning here, vitamin K. The third best-selling drug in America in the year 2012 was a drug called Pradaxa. I'm sorry, a drug called Plavix, which is the same as the drug Pradaxa. Nearly $4 billion a year in Pradaxa sales in the year 2011, the third best-selling drug. In America, according to the Institute for Safe Medication Practices, anticoagulant drugs in general, warfarin, Pradaxa, and Plavix account for 2 to 4 million serious disabling or fatal injury, all drugs account for 2 to 4 million, quote, serious disabling or fatal injuries. All drugs, that is, not just Pradaxa and Coumadin. However, Pradaxa, Coumadin, and Plavix are the largest class of drugs when it comes to side effects. So if you're taking a prescription drug, understand that every year nearly 4 million or up to 4 million folks suffer, quote, serious disabling or fatal injuries. And the most toxic, the most dangerous, the most side effect ridden of all classes of prescription drugs are the anticoagulants. According to the ISM report, inhibiting clotting ranks among the highest risks of all drug treatments. By the way, what's lost in all this stuff about sweet clover disease and plants that contain blood thinners, so-called coumarins, is the fact that if you really want a blood thinner, why don't you just use sweet clover? You can get sweet clover seeds on the internet. You can grow your own darn sweet clover. Sweet clover's got natural blood thinners in it. I'm not a big believer in using medications. I much prefer patients work on nutrition than work with drugs. But if you're going to use a drug, maybe you should try an herb instead of a drug. Given the fact that sweet clover contains natural blood thinners, by the way, horse chestnut also contains natural blood thinners, maybe you want to try using some sweet clover. You can grow your own sweet clover. It's easy to grow. Just go buy some seeds on the internet, and you can grow it on your out in your backyard if you like. Make your own sweet clover tea, or make sweet clover tincture, and it'll have some of its own. It'll give you blood thinning properties. Now, keep in mind, it's a medicine. It's not nutrition, and because it's a medicine, that means it's going to have some potential side effects associated with it, herb or not. Herbs have side effects. You know, people think that herbs are benign, but as we've said so many times on this program, herbs and vegetation are not necessarily benign. But certainly they are more benign than prescription drugs. And if you're going to take a drug anyway, you might want to try instead some sweet clover to help thin your blood. Talk to your doctor about horse chestnut. Talk to your doctor about sweet clover. Guess what? Vitamin E is also a blood thinner. And as we'll talk about perhaps here in the next couple of days, vitamin E and vitamin K have opposing properties. This is something to keep in mind for you guys. If you're going to start supplementing with vitamin K, you may want to consider adding some vitamin E as well, because vitamin K can counteract some of the benefits associated with vitamin E. Any case, you're messing around with your blood clotting system pharmaceutically, only at great risk. And that, folks, is the take-home message. According to the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, major bleeding events occur at a rate of 7.2 events per patient year. A patient year is a measurement of how many years all your patients are on drugs. You add up all the patients on drugs, all the years they're taking drugs, and it turns out that, according to the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology anyway, major bleeding events, side effects associated with blood thinner therapy, anticoagulant therapy, occur at a rate of 7.2 events per patient year. And fatal events, according to this article, occur at a rate of 1.3 events per 100 patient years. And that's a lot, folks. 7.2 events per 100 patient years, I should say, and 1.3 fatal events per 100 patient years. That's a lot, man. That's among the highest of all prescription drugs, which is not unexpected considering the incredibly tight control with which the clotting system is handled by the body. Don't worry about the statistics. Don't worry about the numbers. Just know you're messing around with your blood clotting system only at great risk. Blood clotting is tightly controlled, and if you take a prescription drug to force your body to force your blood to thin, you're taking great risks. If you take a prescription drug to force your body to do anything, you're taking a great risk. This is really the bottom line, people. This is really why millions of side effects are recorded every year, because the body doesn't want to be poisoned. You can't force your body to comply. You can't force your body to comply to your will, to comply to your doctor's will, to comply to some health management organization's will. You got to be kind to your body. You got to love your body. When we're kind to our body and we love our body will respond. Inappropriate clotting, by the way, as we said before, is a result of largely a result of stress and dirty blood. Stress and dirty blood are the two major causes of blood clotting. Dirty blood comes mostly from food toxicity, also from poor oxygenation. Low levels of oxygen will clot the blood. Mental stress, emotional stress can cause blood clotting problems. The dirty blood idea is really a big issue and a very understated and underappreciated issue when it comes to healthcare. Dirty blood in general is called sepsis, S-E-P-S-I-S. And the septic condition can be a chronic long-term breakdown degenerative state that gets worse over time. Dirty blood is prone to clot blood. Septic blood is prone to clot blood. Dirty blood, septic blood, is blood that has lots of inflammatory factors in it. And over time, septic blood can lead to something that doctors call MODS, another acronym for you to remember, multiple organ dysfunction syndrome. I love that one. That means everything's messed up. MODS, which is a result of dirty blood, multiple organ dysfunction syndrome, is doctor talk for saying you are in big trouble. Everything that can go wrong is going wrong. Multiple organ dysfunction syndrome just basically means you're a mess, and it's one of the results of sepsis, of dirty blood. It basically means you're effed up, which obviously is a result of having dirty blood, because dirty blood floats around throughout the body and can affect every single system. Septic blood, dirty blood, largely from poor digestion, wrong foods, lack of oxygenation, deficiencies in nutrients. You've heard this before, starvation, suffocation, intoxication. Dirty blood is blood that's not delivering nutrients to cells, not delivering nutrients to tissues and to organs, and the end result cannot help but be degenerative disease. It cannot help but be organ dysfunction, and more than likely in multiple spots, hence the name multiple organ dysfunction syndrome. Excessive, inappropriately clotting blood is freaked out, traumatized blood. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Got lots more to talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben here, 855-660-4261 is our number. So, we're talking about vitamin K and blood clotting and warfarin and the whole subject of using blood-thinning drugs. But let's talk a little bit about vitamin K here. Vitamin K is not really a vitamin. It's a group of vitamins. It's a family of vitamins. But all of this stuff, all the vitamin K family, is not made by human beings. Hence its essentiality. It's essential stuff. You got to have it. We can't make it. You don't get it. You're in big, big trouble. In fact, you're dead without vitamin K. Vitamin K is only made by bacteria and plants. We got to get in our diet through vegetation and plants and other types of food, or luckily, bacteria that live in our gut so-called probiotic bacteria can make vitamin K. In my opinion, the fact that gut bacteria can make vitamin K accounts for our underappreciation of this important vitamin. Vitamin K doesn't really get a lot of attention. Most people don't think about supplementing with vitamin K because, for the most part, gut bacteria, as bacteria in our gut, probiotic bacteria, can produce vitamin K, and full-blown vitamin K deficiencies are rare. Interestingly, though, the fact that gut bacteria make vitamin K accounts for one of the more controversial uses of this stuff, and that is for neonates, newborns. Newborns typically enter into the world with immature digestive tracts. We've talked about this a lot. They have incomplete gut bacteria. They don't have their full setup of gut bacteria. And this is, can be especially significant if your baby's born premature, or baby's born C-section, or baby's born low birth weight. If mom is using antibiotics, all of these can conspire to cause baby's gut bacteria to not set up properly. And this can cause problems with vitamin K, especially in the beginning of a baby's life. This is why infants are routinely given vitamin K shots, which is a cause of some controversy. It may not necessarily be a good thing to give your baby a vitamin K shot, and we will talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. As we continue talking about vitamin K, we'll also talk a little bit about, we'll get to talk on our next show about vitamin K and Parkinson's disease, and vitamin K and Alzheimer's disease, and vitamin K and diabetes. That's one of vitamin K's little known roles, is how important it is for blood sugar control. And of course, vitamin K is super duper important for circulatory health and heart health in general. All right, 855-660-4261 is our number. Got a couple lines open for you. Let's take our first phone call of the day and talk to Tony in Texas. Greetings, Tony. Welcome to the Bright Side, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, doctor. I had a question about carnivore. I've been hearing a lot about it. What is it, and is it beneficial, or what is it?
I'll tell you about carnivore. Carnivore is an anti-cancer nutrient. It comes from Venus flytrap, hence the name carnivore. What have you heard about carnivore?
Well, I just heard that it's something that wasn't available in this country until recently, and that Ronald Reagan had it brought in to help him. Of course, he did die of cancer, I think, but I know he was taking it.
I didn't know that he was taking carnivore, but he had Alzheimer's disease. I don't think he died of cancer ultimately. Do you know that for a fact?
No, maybe it was Alzheimer's, but yeah, I know he was taking carnivore. He brought carnivore into this country, but it wasn't allowed, yes, back in the 80s when he was president.
You know more about it than I do. Carnivore, as I understand it, is a phytonutrient blend. I think it has something to do with the Venus flytrap, but there's other herbs in the carnivore product, as I understand it. The main ingredient is a phytonutrient that's found in Venus flytrap. Venus flytrap is a animal eating, or a fly eating anyway, a plant, hence the name carnivora. I suppose that's where they get the name carnivora. But there's a lot of other nutrients in the carnivora, in carnivore capsule. The problem I have with these kind of phytonutrient remedies is there's no such thing as a phytonutrient deficiency. That's why we very rarely talk about herbs on this program. And I love herbs, and I respect herbs, and I go out and I wildcraft, and I have a pharmacy. In my pharmacy, I've got tinctured herbs, and occasionally I use tinctures. I use them for skincare a lot. But the way I look at herbs is they're medicines. You know, we have this idea that herbs are, we sometimes lump herbs and nutrition into this whole category we call supplements. And I don't know if that necessarily serves us to lump herbs and supplements into one or herbs and nutrition into one category called supplements. Herbs are medicines. They are not perhaps as toxic or as deadly as pharmaceuticals that you get in drugstores and you need a prescription for, but they work medicinally. Now, you'll get a little bit of nutritional value in herbs, certainly, but for the most part, when you're using herbs, you're using them as medicine, hence the term herbal medicine. Carnivora is herbal medicine. Now, carnivora does have some nutrients in it. It has arginine in it, for example, which is very important for the immune system and for the heart as well. It's got antioxidants in it. It's got something called quercetin, which is a wonderful antioxidant. It has some glutamine in it. There's some amino acids in there. So it's not just an herbal medicine product. It's also a nutrient product. But really, you got to ask yourself, how much nutrient are you getting? Are you taking carnivore by any chance? Do you have it in front of you there?
No, I don't. I just thought maybe you knew more about it.
You know, I don't. I'll tell you one thing I do know about it is a guy I respect a lot, and that's Ty Bollinger. He uses it, and he talks about it. And if Ty is supporting it, then I'm going to support it because Ty's doing some great work. I'm just going to support it just because he is. But when I look at the concept of it, there's so many more important things that you can take, especially if you want to protect yourself from cancer. Vitamin C is more important. Vitamin E is more important. Vitamin K is more important. We'll be talking about vitamin K and cancer. Coenzyme Q10 is more important. You know, Tony, in the world of nutrition, look at all the different things you can take. You know, do you ever think, oh my God, what am I going to take? There's so many different things that I can be taking, right? There's literally dozens of different supplements that you could take. So you got to pick and choose. And I'm not sure if I would be picking and choosing carnivora over, say, MSM sulfur if I was trying to protect myself from cancer, or vitamin C if I was trying to protect myself from cancer. This is why we talk about the Beyond Tang Tangerine. This is why we talk about nutritional supplements, and this is why we very rarely will talk about herbs or herbal medicine on this program. As much as I gotta say, I am a respecter of herbs. I respect plants and vegetables as medicines. I'd much rather be taking herbal medicine than a prescription drug, but they're not the primary way I would be treating disease or preventing disease, and that includes carnivora. Although, as I say, carnivora is not just a herbal medicine product. It is a well-rounded nutritional, a well-rounded product that does contain nutrients and antioxidants in addition to being herbal medicine. Does that help you, buddy?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I didn't mean to be vague on that. I hope I wasn't vague. You found that helpful?
No, that's fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's helpful.
All right, take care, Tony. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, 855-660-4261, Matt in D.C. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to say that I was basically, I agree with what you were saying on the Coumadin and the vitamin K. I took myself off of the Coumadin by basically going against doctor's orders and eating all the things that they told me not to eat that were high in vitamin K and vitamin E and garlic. And
they told you not to take, they told you about vitamin E?
They told me not to take vitamin E.
Because it would make the Coumadin work, it would add to the Coumadin effects probably, right? By the
right.
way, did you know about statin drugs and Coumadin? We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Hang tight, Matt. I want to ask you a couple questions. Do you mind holding through the break?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, I forgot to mention there's a very important relationship between statin drugs and warfarin. If you guys are on a statin drug and you're on warfarin, you should know that you're at risk for enhanced side effects and toxicity. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back after this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summerfest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summerfest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit bluegreenorganicsummerfest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How crazy is it that they give you a anti-vitamin K drug to protect your heart when vitamin K is one of the most protective heart-protective vitamins there is? How crazy is it that they want to improve your circulatory system, your circulatory health, by giving you a drug that blocks the one of the most important pro-circulatory health vitamins, vitamin K? That's just the nonsense, the idiocy, the stupidity of the pharmacomedical model. And we just participate, we just fall into line, we just comply without asking any questions. The third best-selling drug in America is a blood-thinning drug. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, now, I should say Pradaxum and Plavix, these two high-tech versions of blood thinning, don't affect vitamin K. That's a good thing, but they're still responsible for lots and lots of side effect toxicity and side effect problems. All right, our number 855-660-4261. We're talking to Matt in D.C. Hey, Matt, why did they put you on Coumadin? Why did they put you on Coumadin? What was going on? Was it AFib?
When I was young, I got a pacemaker put in because my heart rate was way low, and instead of, advising that I change my diet, they put a pacemaker in. Because my body basically rejected it, I had a clot close to after the surgery, and they assumed that my body was prone to clots. So the rest of my life, I've been on Coumadin, and I was told I would die if I got off the Coumadin.
Holy cow. Hang on just a second. They put you on Coumadin, and they told you you were going to stay on it for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
8.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm only laughing because I'm not crying, because that's unbelievable. But you were smart enough to say, forget that, right?
Yeah, and they wanted me to get back on it and to stop doing what I was doing, I adopted basically a candida diet, a low sugar, high protein, high fat,
nice.
And I started using a combination of whole food vitamin supplementation and herbs and you know, blood thinning thing, so they were happy, you know, because she wouldn't continue to see me unless I took some sort of herbalist advice on garlic and things like that.
Okay.
And so I adopted all of that, and my heart rate actually rose, which is something they never said was they said was impossible.
Nice.
It rose from less than 10 beats per minute to over 45 beats per minute.
Oh my God, that's awesome! That's awesome.
And her first response was, "Get back on the meds and stop doing what you're doing."
You're kidding! This is what your doctor told you?
Yep.
Holy moly! So now, how old are you? How old are you now?
I'm 28.
And you're in good health?
I'm in perfect health.
That's awesome.
You know, great health. And I've actually been inspired to go into pharmacy and do similar things to what you're doing because of this.
Good job, man. Be one of the good guys. Don't forget about your deep breathing. Very important for keeping the blood flowing. And then you know about all the blood. You probably know more about it than I do. Vitamin E, wonderful for blood thinning. How about, did you know about sweet clover and a horse chestnut?
Yes, but those are kind of hard to find at the herbal store, supplement store.
Yeah, you know, that's true. Sweet clover, you can grow your own. Yeah, horse chestnut's a little easier to find. In any case, you don't need my advice. You're doing great. Congratulations, man. That's a real great story, great story. And I hope you do go into pharmacy and be one of the good guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless, bro. All right, that's a great story. I love that. All right, 855-660-4261. Let's see. You know what? I just lost that call. Who's on the line there, Johnny? Nancy, what's going on, Nancy in Texas? Nancy? Do we have Nancy?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. My sciatic nerve. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Except you have a sciatic nerve problem, apparently.
Yes, and I had to go to the emergency room. Of course, they gave me pain meds. And muscle relaxers.
You're not the only one. You're in good company. It's a very common problem.
Yeah, but I hear.
Sciatica is an inflammatory condition of the nerve. It's the same thing, you know, same stuff, different day, as the saying goes. You got an inflammatory problem in the nerve. Now, this can be caused by something mechanical. We're actually going to have a chiropractor on next week who's going to talk about manipulation. And so you may have a mechanical thing going on, a mechanical problem going on, and you may need some manipulation. Tune in next week. I believe it's Thursday. We're going to have Dr. Ortman on talking about some interesting manipulation strategies. And I do love chiropractory, I think you say it that way, and also rolfing and massage. You may want to consider that. Also, just general anti-inflammatory strategies. It is an inflammatory condition. It can be caused by something pressing or pushing or out of alignment, but it can also be caused by inflammation. General inflammation in the system, and so you want to do all of your anti-inflammatory strategies. The quickest anti-inflammatory technique, the quickest way you can kick in, you can leverage anti-inflammation is by practicing deep breathing, oxygenation. This is so important. I know we talk about it every day, but it's not enough. You got to make sure you're practicing your deep breathing. That alone can make a huge difference in pain, especially inflammatory pain. Secondly, there's anti-inflammatory nutrients. Vitamin C is wonderfully anti-inflammatory. I'd be using high doses of it, anywhere from 5 to 10 grams. You'll get 1,000 milligrams per 2 scoops of vitamin C in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin E is also anti-inflammatory. I'd be using 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Magnesium is anti-inflammatory, and magnesium deficiency is very common. In fact, it may be the most common of all mineral deficiencies, especially for women, because women lose magnesium in their blood when they bleed during their period. So magnesium deficiency is very common. You know, migraine headaches that are associated with premenstrual problems can be associated with magnesium deficiency. So magnesium supplementation, maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day. All fatty substances, fatty nutrients, can have anti-inflammatory properties, including vitamin K, and especially omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are hard to find. Flaxseed oil is a good source. You'll get some in the Ultimate EFAs. If you have any malabsorption issues, if you have any fat malabsorption issues, you can be deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. You can become deficient in vitamin E. You can become deficient in vitamin K. You can be deficient in vitamin A. And you can become deficient in those all-important phytonutrients, plant nutrients, all of which can have anti-inflammatory properties. You may want to throw in something called bioflavonoids. You'll find bioflavonoids in vegetation, but if you have fat malabsorption problems, you may not get all the bioflavonoids that you need. So get yourself some bioflavonoid capsules. Those contain bioflavonoids in an easier to absorb format than getting them from vegetables. And carotenes are another class of phytonutrients that are similar. Well, not similar, but they're another class of phytonutrients like the flavonoids. And similarly to the flavonoids, you may have a problem getting them out of vegetables if you have fat malabsorption issues. Any digestive problems that you know about or any history of digestive? Okay, well, there you go, girl. That's probably what's going on. You're probably getting some stuff getting into your body, into your blood, through the digestive tract. So start to patch up. Well, it's all connected, my dear.
Yeah.
Fibromyalgia is a... But, do you know fibromyalgia, and I'm not just talking to you, Nancy, but for you as well. Everybody out there listening, you want to consider fibromyalgia to be an issue with gut bacteria and the secretion of toxins from gut bacteria, from the wrong kind of bacteria, so-called endotoxins that deposit in the muscle. Now, this can also be a relationship to estrogen metabolism. These gut bacteria help process estrogen. And this is one of the reasons why...
Wow.
Most of the folks that get fibromyalgia are women. So there's a very important connection between digestive health, probiotics, and estrogen metabolism when it comes to fibromyalgia causing toxicity to dump toxins into the muscle. Do you have a history of period problems, menstrual problems, premenstrual? You probably do. I mean,
but they removed my uterus.
Well, you don't have any that's one way to take care of the problem,
but,
I suppose.
But I have my ovaries.
Well, you know, without a uterus, at least you have your ovaries, that's good. But without your female organs, you're running all kinds of risks for problems with your hormone with hormone issues, with toxicity issues, with digestive health issues, with fat malabsorption issues. Keep those organs, ladies. If you can keep your ovaries and your uterus, you want to keep them in your breasts too. People think that you can just take these organs out and have no side effects or no toxicity. What happened to your health when you had your uterus removed? Did you notice any changes in your digestive system or in fatigue issues or in your fibromyalgia?
I got started having IBS, I was tired all the time.
That's just what happens, man. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't understand why doctors feel this is okay and why we comply. Folks,
cancer.
Well, you had cancer in the uterus?
I had the beginning stages of cancer.
That's not the same. Okay.
They tried to laser it out, but it didn't work.
So they took the whole darn uterus out.
All right.
Well, you can only do what you can do. Make sure you're focusing on fat absorption, okay? The fat absorption. That's the most important thing that I would do. Without a uterus, you're at risk for fat malabsorption issues, and that can wreak all kinds of havoc on your body. Get on the Nightly Essence, too. Probiotics. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks so much for listening, guys. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products or join the Brightside Ben team, head over to brightsideben.com and click on the Join the Team link. We will talk to you all later. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.